The discussion around amateur AI development is heating up, but it's creating clear divides on what truly constitutes useful progress. In r/vibecodedevs, the general sentiment highlights the difference between vibe coding, which critics argue relies too heavily on quick, untested outputs, and actual professional engineering rigor. The consensus suggests that AI models should be viewed not just as code generators, but as sophisticated operators capable of managing entire infrastructure stacks, including databases, cloud deployments, and complex Kubernetes configurations. Moving into pure technical development in r/only-icoding, the focus is moving beyond simple chat commands toward making tools more agentic. Contributors are looking for ways to improve how AI can acquire context autonomously, suggesting a trend toward building internal code supervisors, like mobile editors that monitor agents directly from a phone. The most mature conversation was spotted over in r/AI agents, which is grappling with the crucial question of scope and safety. Many users questioned whether some current uses of agents were too novelty-driven. The prevailing advice established a critical distinction. Agents should be used when the hard part is ambiguity, such as gathering messy context or drafting reports for human approval. But they are dangerous for deterministic workflows that require high reliability, like finance or infrastructure controls. This leads to a strong emphasis on governance. We are seeing warnings about automated systems becoming time bombs because of poor oversight, highlighting the need for clear accountability and process documentation when automating business processes. And finally, the testing methods themselves are evolving. The focus is no longer just on whether an agent gave a good answer, but whether it took a wrong action, a shift from measuring quality to managing safety and irreversible failure modes.